Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Today's meditation is on one of my favorite topics, procrastination. In my work with clients 101, procrastination is something that comes up rather often. You'd be surprised how many of us find ourselves doing anything except the thing that we know would really move our lives forward. In my work with clients, I've found that there are a few key things that come into play when we talk about procrastination. Those things are boundaries, balance, and motivation. Today, I'd like to speak with you about all three of them and then do a meditation to begin to transform this habit of yours, not just superficially, but with the deepest, most powerful parts of your subconscious mind. Now, everything we do for a reason, and it can be helpful to understand the reason why we procrastinate. Oftentimes, it's simply that we've trained ourselves to associate more reward with putting off those important tasks than with getting them done. And that's where that motivation piece comes into play. I asked a client recently, what would happen if you stopped procrastinating and started getting things done right away? They said that the workload would be never ending and they would never do anything else but work. And so just with that one simple response, it became pretty clear to me why they would be prioritizing procrastination. While most of us can see the benefits for our lives when we stop procrastinating, the question of balance is still an important one. Do you give yourself permission to enjoy your life? Or are you so concerned with the things that you have to do that the only reprieve you allow yourself is the reprieve you find in procrastination? I'm personally a big believer that life is meant to be enjoyed, and that the more enjoyable and fulfilling we can create our lives, the more enjoyable and magical the entire world will be. We each have a need for fun, for relaxation, for recreation. And when this need is not met consciously and intentionally, it finds other ways to be met through procrastination and other forms of avoidance. Which leads me to the third point, boundaries. If you are someone who procrastinates, do you have clear boundaries around work and play? Or is everything just a race to the next obligation? Creating this kind of intentional structure around play and fun can actually make getting things done that need done right away something to look forward to, because you know on the other side of that, there's something rewarding waiting for you versus getting all of your reward from that moment of avoidance and procrastination. While this realization has the potential to make a big difference for you, I don't want this to just be something that you think about. I want this to be something that changes for you on a deeper level. So if you'd like to stop procrastinating and start living a more balanced life, you can please go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. I'd like you to start with a few deep breaths. As you begin to picture yourself standing at the edge of a beautiful lake, the water is clear and calm. And completely still. The air is quiet and silent. you can hear the birds and the rustling of leaves as a breeze blows through the trees. And you can notice a sense of peace spreading from the top of your head down to your toes. And as your body relaxes, so your mind becomes still, like this beautiful lake. There's a gentleness about this place. And you notice the light in the sky shining down on a little riverboat not far from where you stand. And as you walk up to the boat and get in, you take the oar and push away from the shore. The gentle water begins to carry you. And you're floating now, effortlessly, on this beautiful lake. And there are dragonflies zipping around. And a little ways away, you begin to notice the beautiful island. And you can't quite make it out yet. All you know is that the island looks so inviting. So enjoyable, pleasurable, relaxing. And this island represents your life. When you can get things done right away and have so much more time to play. And the closer you drift towards this island, the clearer and clearer the image becomes. And you can start to see clearly all the benefits, all the satisfaction, the sense of pride and accomplishment that will be yours when you reach this island. But there's something else that needs to be left behind. It's the drive to procrastinate and put off. And while you notice behind you, the place you're leaving looks a little inviting, a little enjoyable, you can now see clearly how dull, how fleeting that sense of joy is compared to this beautiful, lush island before you. And now that you've seen this beautiful array of fun and freedom and accomplishment, and how fulfilling it feels to get things done right away. You can never not see it. At any time, the task at hand might seem a little difficult or maybe boring. That vision of that beautiful island of relaxation and reward waiting for you just makes you want to get it done that much faster. And you just can't help it anymore. You just want to get it done that much faster. And if you want, you can give yourself permission to do it just as quickly, just as sloppily as you would if you were pulling it together at the last moment. And so the only difference will be how wonderfully free you will be when it's done and you don't have to think of it anymore. And as you finally pull your boat up onto the shore of this beautiful, lush island, you're filled with that sense of pride, accomplishment. And you can take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh at the sense of relief at having left that old stressful habit behind. And then when you're ready, you can drift back into your body, to the room, and open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate you for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for listening to Tune Into You. If you haven't yet, please leave us a rating and review. I love reading your feedback. If you haven't yet checked out the new YouTube channel, Tune Into You on YouTube, you can go ahead and do that too. And I'll see you there.